From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, David, and it's great to have you on this weekend with Life Change Weekend. Every weekend we bring on people who have testimonies and some who have written books and some who have done some study in some area of theology, and we chat with them Monday through Friday, Life Change Daily. We do our regular radio program, and on the weekend we bring in a guest. I'm so glad to have a good friend on with me today, Bill King. Bill is from the Stuart, Florida area. And Bill has had a wonderful background in sports casting. The Lord has used his life in so many ways. He's become a really good friend of mine. We have a coffee time every Tuesday mornings when I show up, Bill, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Studying the book of Joshua together with some other guys. That's a lot of fun. And but Bill, I'm glad to have you on today. And recently you went through kind of an experience that was kind of life-threatening. So I thought today we could talk a little bit about that and how the Lord has blessed you through that experience.
Yeah, that's a big topic, near and dear to our hearts. I say our because my wife, Kate, went through this every step of the way by my side. Just so blessed to have Kate as my partner. And what happened was this, Dino. We were very blessed. We had a boat that was big enough. It's 35, 36 feet. And we cruised for a couple of years up and down the East Coast. And on the third year, which would have been 21, spring of 21, I guess, I was up in Virginia, and I was having a lot of difficulty with my vision. And that's not good to have. It's like trying to drive a car when you can't see. We put the boat on the market, came back here, went to see some vision specialists and Stuart, and then one of them recommended, you know, I don't know what's going on with your eyeball, but we'll send you down to the specialists in Palm Beach. Baskin Palmer Institute. And I went down there, and on a Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the doctor finished looking at all of the test results, and in his little exam room, he said, "Well, look, I don't want you to worry about this because this is really rare when this happens. I see maybe one a year." And I had no plan to be his quota for the year, but apparently that's what I was. And that is lymphoma. Sometimes it attaches to your eye and then drifts over onto the brain. And so I want you to go get an MRI and see what's going on. And sure enough, the next day I got an MRI and there's a lymphoma, big lymphoma on right front of my brain. And that was a little bit of a shock, you know.
Yeah,
wasn't anticipating that. And there were no symptoms. Excuse me, this is the squeaky chair.
We have some squeaky chairs in our office.
But praise God that this, you know, I got connected with this ophthalmologist, and you know, he saw the potential. So then the next step was to do a biopsy on the skull. And I told them, I said, you know, I need that, like I need another hole in the head. But they didn't, they just got the drill and went ahead. And it turns out, you know, they located it. And then when they decided what was going on, at the, when Cleveland Clinic decided what was going on here in Stewart, they said, we're not equipped to give you the treatment that you need. So we're going to send you down to Miami Cancer Institute. And at MCI, they were fantastic. I got a call at night, Dino. Kate and I were both turning in for the night and lying there in bed reading. And the phone rings, and I look at it, and it's, I don't know who this is. It's a California number, so I won't worry about it. But then I listened to the voicemail, and it said, Mr. King, this is Dr. Linares at Miami Cancer Institute. I want you to come in tomorrow to the ER and be admitted. And I thought, well, that's, you know, let's get started. Let's not waste any time. So, you know, I got a decent night's sleep. And I'll say from the beginning, my thought always was, you know, I'm yours, Lord, whatever. You know, it's been good till now. If the clock's ticking and the sands are running out, then, you know, that's the way it happens. Some people go earlier than others. But thank you very much for what I've gone through so far, or enjoyed so far. And they did the biopsy. They confirmed the location of the, what do you call it, the lymphoma. And then they started me down there in Miami. And that was an interesting, this whole thing is an interesting experience. And I think a lot of it has to do with the ability to look at it as an interesting experience. It has a lot to do with maintaining a sense of humor. It's, you know.
And you do have a great sense of humor.
Well.
But let me ask you this. As of up to this moment, how frightening was this to you?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a hero, Dino, but I didn't feel frightened. I was impressed. Wow, I've got a cancer that is life-threatening. Isn't that something? We set up an email list.
Wow.
And would send out an update to people, and
it's dozens of people on that list, isn't there, Bill?
Yep. And I felt very blessed that these people were praying for not just me, but Kate as well, because Lord knows Kate needs a lot of prayers going through this. You know, it was just a very humbling experience to have those people in your, you know, on your side, on your team, so to speak. And yeah, they just, they were all praying. And it helps support the idea that prayer works. Went through this for, like I said, started in the spring, April of 21. And finally, I was going down there every other week. Kate would drive because they didn't want me driving. I was afraid I'd have do something that I wasn't supposed to do. And So she had to deal with all of the graduates of the Dale Earnhardt Driving School, with which you are familiar, and they just, you know, they're zip zap zoom all up, back and forth all over the place, and yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I was thinking as you said that one of my granddaughters just started driving. And on the back of her car says, "New driver warning, parent on board." Bill, tell us, you know, this is you're listening to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you. We're so glad to have my good friend Bill King on, talking about his story that begins with lymphoma. Actually, it begins where you're not able to see very well.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now you're in this situation, and somehow through dozens and dozens of people praying for you, there's a calm that you have through this time. And your dear wife, Kate, is right there by your side. That says a lot about a wife, doesn't it? I mean, when you go through those kind of circumstances. And
yeah.
I know you and Kate have a great relationship together. And
I said to her at one point, you know, we both said for better or worse, sickness or in health, we weren't thinking this sick this worse.
Yeah.
But The thing for me, and again, I don't want to sound like a hero. I hope it doesn't come across that way. But the thing for me is, there's not a dang thing I can do. Can I say dang?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Okay?
There's nothing I can do about this diagnosis.
Yeah. See, that's something, that's a piece that you got that I think is really great to hear, Bill, and that blesses my heart today. It really does.
Oh, good.
Now, Bill, what happened after this then, after this point?
Yeah, so then we started going every other week, drive to Miami, usually on a Thursday, and I'd check in, be admitted, and they have, excuse me, nice rooms. By that, I mean they're fairly large, nice furniture, have a nice view of the parking lot. Sometimes I get a water view of the retention pond out in the front. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were parrots flying around down there.
Mm. Were they the green parrots that got out of the zoo years ago?
I don't know, but they're beautiful birds, and they come up on the windowsill and start necking. It's just really... It wasn't that bad, you know. It wasn't terribly painful at that point. It was annoying. It was annoying to have to take all of these meds. There were 6 or 8 meds. It was annoying to pay the bill at the pharmacy. Something called Imbruvica. First month's supply was $6,000. So you don't want to do that for a lot of months.
Right.
And praise God that we, you know, I had decent medical insurance, and they ponied up for all of these expenses.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So, Bill, I know you went through some more issues, and it was quite an experience. Kind of give us a little bit of a picture of what this was like in the days to come as things began to unravel before you. When I say unravel, I mean how they came out ahead of the time for you.
Yeah. Well, again, it's not that. It's one of those deals where it's fairly mundane in the telling, in the experience of it, and maybe some of that is I was trying to keep it mundane. You know, because you could get overwhelmed real easily. And I've seen friends or others, people that I knew, for whom this was a very, very difficult process. And it, you know, thank you, Lord, it wasn't that difficult for us. I think it is a very difficult process if you think it's going to be a difficult process. I think if a person says, "Oh, this is my death warrant, so this is how I'm going to die." And I'm not being critical of anyone who says that, but I don't think that really helps you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just took it as it came, and I can speak for myself anyway, and Kate may have something different to say about that, but just kind of took it as things came. Mm-hmm. And we did that every other week for, I think we said about 10 months. And then finally, the good news was, we're gonna be able to stop this treatment now, the Imbruvica, and the, I forget, they gave it a nickname, Mr. T. So I'd go in there, they'd hook me up to IVs, two or three IVs for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so for 5 days. And then Tuesday, if the blood work came back with the right numbers on it, then they'd discharge me and I'd go home until Thursday of the following week. And I cannot say enough good things about the staff there, Baptist Health South and Miami Cancer Institute. They're just great. They have a great attitude, and they were so much fun to be with. It's not fun to be in a hospital. I don't mean that.
That's great to hear that, though. And I often hear that kind of thing about medical teams that are so good, and I think they are heroes. What they do out there.
They're amazing. And one of the amazing things is, you mentioned my sense of humor. That's not everyone's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. My sense of humor is not everyone's cup of tea.
I'm the same way, Bill. That's my experience too.
and these folks were great, and. Mm-hmm. And after they said, I don't have to come back every other week, then they set a date, the oncologist set a date for a stem cell transplant. Mm-hmm. And this was an autologous stem cell transplant, meaning they took out my stem cells, my blood, ran it through a dishwasher or something, and cleaned it up and put it back into several bags. And then they, one day, not, you know, who's counting, 22 February of 22, they rolled in a little machine that looks like R2-D2, except he wasn't beeping, and they came in, hooked me up to that, and pumped the blood back into me. And that was my stem cell transplant, and it seemed to go well. The only advice that I would offer is, if you are admitted to the hospital, if there's any way that you can get up and walk around, do some isometric exercises in the chair, whatever, do it, because it's amazing how quickly your level of fitness deteriorates.
Yeah, true, Bill. Very true. So stem cell, that scares people when they hear that term.
Yeah.
And how long was that going on?
Well, a stem cell actual transplant was like 2 or 3 hours. I forget exactly. Mm-hmm. But, your friend Bill King is, you know, a complete goofball at this point. I don't know why. I guess it was baseball season. You know, it was February. So it was getting into baseball season. And I just thought about being at Fenway Park and seventh inning stretch and Neil Diamond and singing Sweet Caroline. And so I was lying in bed.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
With a Red Sox cap on my head and singing Sweet Caroline as best I could. And nobody complained. So I guess it was okay. But It was interesting. They zapped me with some chemicals in the lead up to that. That was the worst part of the treatment. The regimen was the lead up to the transplant. And then the transplant occurred, and then you just feel really lousy afterwards. Mm-hmm. After the transplant. Mm-hmm. Until the blood replaces what was taken out. Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, now, how many years ago was this that this happened?
This was in 22, so it's a year. Been a year.
How are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm still weak. Mm-hmm. I still haven't recovered, but I'm not sure that I'm going to recover my level of fitness. I'm working at it, but I guess I need to work harder. And the oncologist, when we started this, said, in effect, I want to make sure you're prepared for, you know what you're getting into. And we normally don't initiate this regimen with someone your age. I'm 76, she said, and the reason is that it tends to age a person adds to your age by about 10 years. So there are days that I remind myself, oh yeah, I think that I'm 76. Well, you know, I don't think that. I actually think that I'm like 47. And then I go for a walk and fall down and hit my head on the curb. Mm. And then I'm reminded, oh yeah, I'm not as quick as I used to be. Mm. But
So Bill, we have about 2 minutes here to go. What are the takeaways for our listening audience from this?
Yeah.
From your experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, like I said, the first thing, not necessarily in order of importance, the first thing is positive attitude. Helps if you have a sense of humor. The staff is there to help. They really want to help you, and they'll do everything they can to do that. They'll even maybe, if you ask them real nice, not come in to take blood at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You must have been really good with them, because I've had that experience myself.
Oh yeah. And it just depends on who you're talking to. And then, as I say, you want to be, speaking of who you're talking to, you want to be talking with God, and it's sobering. You really understand the fragility of life, and you understand that, you know, it's not up to me. It's at one point they asked me, what do I want to do? Why do I want to go through this? Yeah, they asked me to, you know, there's a team of them sitting around the room, and the lead asks me, now, before we get too heavily into this, why do you want to go through this? And I thought, well, that's a stupid question. You know, the alternative doesn't look that great. So, I'd like to see my grandchild when my grandchild's born. I'd like to spend more time with my sons, my wife.
It's where life is really at, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Are those takeaways?
Those are beautiful takeaways. Bill, I want to thank you for being on. This is an outstanding program for our listeners. It really is. It's kind of life where it's really at. All of us like to talk about the grandiose of life and the blessings of life. And isn't life good? And, you know, people say God is good all the time. And I'm sure they mean that. And yet in the back of their mind, they're saying, I sure don't want to get this, that type of thing. And so I really appreciate you sharing this, Bill. It's very meaningful to me, but it's very meaningful to those that are listening. And we have listeners all over that listen to this program now, and I think it's going to be a help to many, many people. And so we're going to air this, but also we'll be airing it at another time. So we have maybe on two or three different occasions we'll have this on. Because, you know, being a pastor for 40 years and being in the ministry as many years as I have been, this is where life is at. This is what really is the nitty-gritty of life. And I appreciate your transparency and your sharing it, Bill. It's been great. Thanks for being on.
Bless you.
It's terrific.
My pleasure. I hope it is a help to somebody.
Yeah, terrific. You've been listening to Life Change Weekend. Thanks for listening again. Don't forget our Bible studies Monday through Friday. And every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays now, we have Life Change Weekend. And have a wonderful, blessed rest of your weekend. Join us again on Monday. And God bless every one of you. And thank you, Bill King, for being on with us today.
My pleasure.
Listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.